They're telling me that Kurt Schilling is on line five right now. Hey, Kurt, how are you?
Good. What's up, guys?
It's Glenn Ordway, Sean McAdam, and Tony Maserati.
Hi, Kurt.
All right. Let's figure this out. Somebody's got an issue with some different media forms here.
It's very interesting that you called because we're just talking about this stuff.
Yeah, I heard. Actually, I was on the Sauce site chatting with some fans, and they told me you guys were talking about it. So
okay.
I figured I'd call in.
All right. I'm glad you did because...
Well, Kurt, my point of contention with this started with the fact that in the midst of this Alex Rodriguez negotiation, that the owner of the team went on a website last night and commented on, it was very brief, but
right.
Offered a one-line commentary on what was going on, and yet no official from the club has been available to the media outlets to offer any assessment of these trade talks, and I just didn't think that that was fair.
All right, well, I mean, that's first off, it's your job to get the story, not our job to give it to you. I would imagine you know John Henry well enough, or I would think you do. I don't know the situation there, if he wanted to get something out through you guys, he would do that. I use the forum simply because, to me, there's only two mediums anymore that you can truly get across the fans. That's the internet and radio.
Thanks, Kurt. Thanks for the support.
Well, but I mean, in television, they do it in bits and pieces. So an interview might be, a 20-minute interview might be cut up into a 3-minute segment. In the radio, at least you have a chance to go back and forth with Q&A. And you know, because a lot of issues, when you start to address topics, there's a lot of different angles to come into that topic from, and you can't cover those all in a TV interview. On the radio, you have a better chance, especially when there's callers. But the fact of the matter is, your job is to A, report the game, and B, report, you know, whatever you can do honestly and with integrity. And my problem as a player is that not a lot of people do that. Well, I don't want to say not a lot of people, but there are people in your business now that have personal vendettas against players that don't like people, and their reporting it shows that. And so it's very hard as a player now, not very hard, but it's hard for some guys to get across to the fan the point they're trying to make in a very brief form.
All of which is true, and I think we would all, no one disagrees with any of that. We're just looking for some level of balance here.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody's asking for John Henry to give stories to anybody. We're
right.
just asking him... if you're going to make yourself available on one forum, make yourself available on another. That's
but there's only 24 hours in a day, and you only have so much time to do things, and I don't know why or how he did that, but the fact of the matter is it was something he felt comfortable doing. It wasn't something you guys couldn't get on your own, because you obviously saw the quote he posted. Obviously, this is another forum you're probably going to have to keep up on if you want to find out some things, because obviously it's a forum where people are comfortable posting. You know, I don't know. This is a very different environment than I've ever played in from a fan base and from a media coverage standpoint. Even though I did play in Philly, it was nowhere near what Boston is or New York is. And so, you know, I'm sure there's going to be some things I'm going to do that are wrong and some things that I'm going to do that are real wrong. But, you know, I'm trying to feel my way in the best way to get comfortable in Boston. You know, I know there's going to be some media people I'm going to disagree with. That's going to happen. But my goal at the end of the day is to make sure the fan understands when it comes to a topic they want to know about, that they understand my true feelings and not someone's interpretation of how I feel about something.
Kurt, while we have you on the very same website we're speaking of, you were you had some opinions about the situation with the Players Association, and you were quoted elsewhere
this
morning. What's your take on where things stand? And
well, I'm pissed. I'm pissed that it's come to this. You know, I understand the feeling from the player. I understand the ruling from the association in one way, that their goal is to not allow players to devalue their contracts because, you know what, this is big business, and I can imagine a situation where a club could blackmail a player into taking reducing their contract in one way or another. But you know what, this Alex Rodriguez case is so drastically out of the norm and so very different from anything else that's ever going to happen. That it upsets me, because basically what you have is, and let's not mistake this, Donald Fehr and Gene Orza and all of the people in the New York office, they work for us. All right, they're looking out for our best interest. Now, when I have a liability or a claim against the owners or some kind of grievance, I go to them. But for them to tell me that I can't go play somewhere for a salary that I want to play for, something's wrong. If they can stop that from happening, there's a problem. I understand, again, the dynamics of the rule, but this is not the case in this situation, in my opinion.
Gene spoke last night in Florida after your comments were made
right.
public, and he suggested that you should get in touch with the executive board and
right.
some of your fellow players. I imagine that includes Tom Glavine and
right.
others. Have you spoken to anyone today on
I
that?
I have not yet. I will be, but I have not yet. No.
Do you think that's accurate, Kurt, that this has the wholehearted endorsement of the executive board?
No, I don't. But I'm not sure he could say anything else.
Don't they put these players, and especially after everything that has transpired in the last couple of weeks, if this whole deal or deals blow up right now, put those individuals in a very, very bad position going back to their original
teams? No, I don't know the A-Rod situation, but I do know for a fact that the hard part has been on this end, you guys are out looking to talk to players that are currently on the Red Sox team to find out what they want to happen and how they want it to happen. And there is no right or wrong answer right now because, coming to Boston, I had no idea the Nomar Manny potential trade situation. Those were two huge attractions for me. I was excited about playing with either one of those guys. Now the possibility of possibly playing with probably one of the five greatest players that's ever going to play the game is exciting to me. The possibility of Magly Ordóñez is exciting to me. But if it doesn't happen, I'm fine. And I know Terry Francona well enough to know that I'm sure that he's made those players understand that if this doesn't happen, we're more than okay with having Nomar Garciaparra as our shortstop and Manny Ramirez as our left fielder.
I want to ask you one more question about this whole getting onto these chat rooms
right.
or whatever, because I was having the conversation, I don't know how much you heard about it, with these guys, these two writers, to basically say, I think this is where it's going.
Yeah.
Do you think it's where it's going if more players, and I've even heard stories about entrepreneurs who are out there putting together individual sites for players, many of them have them right now, that if they have their own resource, their own the conduit directly to the fan base out there, that the media people pretty much become eliminated in all of this?
Well, no, what will happen, in my opinion, is the media people will go back to doing what they were supposed to do at the beginning, which was report on the baseball game, which was what happened back in the 50s, 60s, and 70s.
Yeah, but there wasn't a lot of games. A lot of games weren't televised then either, Kurt.
No, I agree.
And you didn't have ESPN. You didn't
right.
have all the highlights. So.
Right.
Also, don't you think that is a sweeping generalization? I mean,
oh, absolutely. It's the same one you guys use when you talk about professional athletes.
It's the same one that some of us use.
Right.
Some of us. Not all of them.
I agree. Well, same here. I mean, nowadays, there's way too much generalization going on both ends. Okay?
Kurt, you wouldn't deny that a 72-hour window with the general manager and CEO of a club at your house attempting to work out a negotiation, which was brought about by the fact that you had a no-trade clause,
right.
wasn't a huge news story,
would you? Oh, absolutely. No question. And I'll tell you, the whole thing with the Sosh got the site and getting on with the chat room, it all happened because a Boston Red Sox fan sent me an email saying, hey, if you want to see what's going on in Boston right now and what the fans feel, check this website. Sent me a link. And I was reading some of the posts, and it just got to be more and more, involved. And then I just hopped into the chat room.
Yeah, and Kurt, I'm the first to say all the power to you. None of us is trying to deny you that right or privilege. But and again, this discussion started out as a discussion about one remark that appeared from the owner of the
right.
club in a newspaper. Which, incidentally, when you asked how did we find out, I found out about it because I read it in a newspaper.
Right.
But it started, this ownership group and this management group, upon coming in, made a vow to be a little bit more cooperative
right.
with the media than the previous group did. And
right.
That's all, the fact that this kind of thing would appear in a public forum and then there would be no effort or level of cooperation offered to the media, to me, is if they want to do it this way, that's fine, but don't tell us one thing and then do another.
Well, but hold on a second. You're talking about one instance. I'm pretty sure that the Red Sox front office hasn't made their media and press releases on these bulletin boards before you guys have gotten them.
No, they have not.
This is just this was a freak occurrence and a rare instance. I don't know the dynamics of why or when or how he posted. He might have been sitting around. He thought he'd just throw something to these people that we all know are just diehard Red Sox fans, and he did that. I mean, he didn't do that instead of calling you or calling some other media outlet. He just did it because it was there and it presented itself to him. If I want to talk to the Red Sox fans at 2 in the morning, I can't do that through ESPN. If there's something out there I wanted to say, this is a forum that allows me to do that. And the fact of the matter is, in this forum, I can't be misinterpreted. because I have been I am allowed to come back and to make sure people understand what I'm trying to say, which again is one of the reasons why this and radio are pretty much the last ways to get to people and to make them understand who you are and what you're about, if you care about that kind of thing. A lot of guys don't care.
As I told you, we're happy to hear it here. These two fellows may not be happy to hear it, but yeah. I do want to ask you this, because we had to double check and make sure it was you, because you called us. My understanding
right.
is
no, I did. I did
okay.
call you. Yes.
Okay, when you're posting on a chat room, and apparently there was confusion even that night when you posted
right.
as to whether it was really Curt Schilling. Is there not the danger that anybody
absolutely.
Could write in as Curt Schilling and say something that could be in some way, destructive,
libelous,
absolutely.
Or whatever?
I actually have gotten in touch with a guy who I actually call LJ on the website, who
we got one here.
Who okay. monitors the website and has basically made it so I know for a fact that people aren't posting under my name. Someone has tried already and been booted, so I'm not really that concerned. You know what? I think people have gotten to know me enough, well enough, in this little forum that they'll be able to tell a fake from until I pitch bad and I get ripped and they come on and I'm cussing or something one night. But the fact of the matter is I'm pretty comfortable in the fact that I can chit-chat with people who have the same passion and interest for the game that I do in a pretty relaxed atmosphere. It's almost like sitting around the clubhouse talking to the guys after the game in that sense.
What about when you have a message that you want to get out to a large number of people, Kurt? Then you'll call us right here, right on the big show. You'll be calling
right,
us.
And you know, that's one thing about the internet. It's never going to replace the global media. Simply because of the audience size. I mean, you know, as great as this website is, there's a ton of people here, which is awesome. I mean, if you look at some of these threads, there's a thread on the website talking about the Manny A-Rod thing that's had 360,000 views. I mean, you know, so they're getting an audience. But if you want to reach, you know, Kurt's Pitch for ALS and the stuff that we do for the Shade Foundation and anything that is mega important, obviously you want to go through the radio or through the television or through the local media. And I'm not doing this despite the other people in the media. I'm doing this because it's a forum that I can sit around and chit-chat every now and then with. And I can't do that with a writer. I can't do that with the television stations. And I can't do that with the radio stations.
Guys, got anything else you want to throw?
No, I just, like I said, I no one's trying to deprive anyone of the right to
right.
go into a chat.
Right, I didn't say you were. I just know that.
I think as an adjunct or as another element of the media, it is very useful.
Sure.
But I think when it is, you know, being used in place of others, and theoretically you have professional relationships with outlets, not with individual people,
mm-hmm.
with outlets. That, you know, those should be honored to a certain level, especially when certain, you know, promises or...
Yeah, but that's reciprocal.
Oh,
you know,
sure it is.
That's reciprocal. I expect that all the members of the print media to have integrity and to have principle, and they don't all do that. They don't all report with integrity. They don't all have the same principle.
Well,
and we would say the same about many of your teammates.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
In
any line of work, you're going to have jerks and idiots and people that do things the wrong way.
You got a couple around here.
Absolutely, and I've heard about them.
I know.
So, you know, the fact of the matter is, you know, it comes down to what the player's comfortable with. I mean, I've heard for days on end now that Nomar and the media had issues in Boston, and that he had trouble with the media in Boston. The fact of the matter is, maybe Nomar's not comfortable with that kind of that amount of press and that amount of coverage and that amount of.
Oh, he's definitely not.
Yeah, you know, but that doesn't make him wrong.
Oh no, I couldn't agree with you more. Believe me, I'm on your side on this one.
Hey, Kurt, do you think there are any pitfalls? You talked earlier about the difference of the intensity in this market. You brought up Philadelphia. I agree with you, by the way. In baseball, Philly probably doesn't represent the same passion. A couple of other sports there, it might.
Yeah,
but
football.
Right, exactly. But baseball is a little bit different
right.
in this town versus any other town, I believe, in America, mainly because, I don't know if they told you, and we haven't won here in 86 years, but don't worry about that.
Yeah, I've heard
okay.
rumor about that.
Yeah, we're patient here. We can wait a little
right.
bit longer. But do you believe that there are pitfalls in this type of market in that everything you say... Everything you do, every pitch, people react to it as opposed to looking at a larger body of work?
You know what? That is all player dependent. Because I know going in that I'm going to say some stuff that I'm going to wake up the next morning and go, you know what? Jesus, I wish I wouldn't have said that, or I wish it wouldn't have come out that way. That's part of being human. So what? You make mistakes. You don't do if you don't do stuff to maliciously offend people or offend your teammates, if you take care of that stuff in the clubhouse outside of the media, so it's not a problem. You're going to have... In Arizona, where we had like three beat writers, we had bad people in the media. So there's going to be good and bad in every city. You just have to take the good with the bad. You have to understand the dynamics of the situation, and this is totally different dynamics than anywhere else in the game. So
tell us the truth. Did Shea Hillenbrand name names when he was out there?
You know what? Shea was one of the coolest teammates I've ever had. I loved him to death, and he, you know what? It really goes back to the whole Manny situation, and I compare Manny to Albert Bell. The guy's going to show up. He's going to play. He's going to hit 40 homers. He's going to drive in 140 runs. I don't care what he says. And I've never heard anybody say Manny wasn't an awesome teammate. Manny has issues, and they addressed them last year, but the fact of the matter is the guy does what he gets paid to do. That's, as a pitcher, that's all I care about.
Kurt, I'll be honest with you. I think the perception here is that no one believes that he's anywhere near the level of Albert Bell. In fact,
yeah, I mean, wow. Albert had a little. Albert had
an
antisocial streak to him.
I mean, the things that were said about Albert Bell when he played and written, you know, some true, some not, whatever. The fact of the matter is, from a player standpoint, Albert Bell played 155 games a year, hit 50 doubles, 50 homers, and drove 140 runs. I don't care. What you guys write and what gets reported a lot of times is so vastly different from the people in the clubhouse. You know, that you can't take that stuff at face value until you're in the situation.
Hey, listen, you're welcome to call here anytime you want.
Well, if you guys are bad-mouthing me or my teammates, I will.
Call. So. No, absolutely. Call. matter of fact, they're going to put you on hold. They want to talk to you in the
All right, I'll talk to you guys.
Call anytime later.
Take it.
There you go. Kurt Schilling calling the big show.
Got Nomar in line, too.
I don't think so.